4 empires, possibly more. 5 episodes for each empire. In total, supposed to be 20 episodes, but it's probably going to go up to like 100 episodes this season. Okay, but this is it. Season 3 of The Smartest Kid in the World. And I am back. Like, the one, the only, Ismail Blackburn, the smartest kid in the world. So, we are back after like 5 months, 7 months, who knows how many months. But we are back with the smartest kid in the world. And I blame school for me. Yeah, like basically school, I kind of forgot about it. Like the podcast and then like, it's just, yeah, that's basically it, you know. But we are here. Our first empire, our first empire is the Ottoman Empire. Now, for every empire, what I'm going to do is have the first episode. Okay, so each empire has 5 episodes. So the first episode will be like how the empire basically started. And then the middle 3 episodes will be like wars, maybe how the people live, like basic lifestyles, like that stuff. And then the last episode will be about how the empire fell. So we are talking about the Ottoman Empire. But the thing about the Ottoman Empire, and this isn't something, and this is basically also the same exact story for an empire like the Byzantines. The Ottoman Empire started out with another empire, which was the Seljuk Empire. So it's usually what happens is like this empire falls and then the people don't have an empire, so they create their own empire. Like that's basically what happens. So, this is the Ottoman Empire, Episode 1, the Seljuks. So, the Seljuk Empire, it started out with a Turkish tribe. And Turkish tribes were in Anatolia. Now, Anatolia was basically, like, old Turkey. Like, now Anatolia is Turkey. But before, it was called Anatolia. And so the entire empire started off from a Turkish tribe in Anatolia. And in total, there were 24 Turkish tribes, which started off from the Oghuz Turks. So they're the Kiznik tribe. That's like this Turkish tribe that the entire Seljuk Empire started from. And then there's also the two grandsons of like basically two grandsons of like the Seljuk Empire in all. And these two grandsons were born in the Kiznik tribe and then started to like conquer places. And then they started their own empire. So these two grandsons were Turlbay and Chaturbay. And Turlbay and Chaturbay, what they were doing were they were just started conquering bits and pieces of the Ghaznavid Empire. And the Ghaznavid Empire was a personate Muslim dynasty. So, of course, like, the Ghaznavid Empire, they aren't Turks, and they all are enemies to the Oghuz Turks. And the Ghaznavid Empire, it will play a much bigger role later. So, the Seljuk Empire, they rose to power when they won the Battle of Manzikert. Now, the Battle of Manzikert was a battle between the Seljuks and the Byzantines. Now, of course, the second empire we're probably doing is probably the Byzantines because they play such a big role in the Ottomans. But a little brief introduction to the Byzantines. The Byzantines were basically an empire that was from the remains of the Roman Empire. So, the battle was definitely a huge blow to the Byzantines because of the leader of the Byzantine army. So, this man was Romanos, and I tell you, Romanos was not smart. So, Romanos gave Byzantine territory to the Seljuks so he could live. And now, the leader of the Seljuks during this battle was Alp Arslan. So Romanos and Alp Arslan, after the battle, they basically made a deal, and Romanos would give them some territory, and then everyone would live happily ever after. But that isn't true, because when Romanos got back to the Byzantine Empire, the Byzantines were like, you just gave parts of our empire to the enemies. So they blinded Romanos. But then they're like, no, this man does not deserve to be blinded. And then they just killed him. So they banished him, they blinded him, and then he's out of the empire. He's blind. Is blinded even a word? Oh God. I'm saying blinded. Okay. He was blind. Okay. He's banished from the empire. And then they just kill him. It's like, what's the point anymore? So, now we are, it's after the Battle of Manzikert. And now Alp Arslan has died. So his son, Melikshah, has become the Sultan. And the Sultan is basically like the equivalent to a president or an emperor. Like, basically, like, the Sultan is like the leader of the Seljuk Empire. And so when Melikshah died, the Seljuks went into a civil war. So all four of Melikshah's sons, of course, they all wanted to be Sultan. And then that's when the Seljuk Empire fell. So they're also in, Seljuks aren't just like enemies with the Byzantines, they're also enemies with the Crusaders. And the Crusaders are definitely a much deeper topic. Basically the Crusaders are just Christians, like the Byzantines. But the Byzantines and Crusaders are already, like, in a war. It's like, there's these four empires, and all four empires don't like each other, though they make some alliances here and there. So the four empires are, of course, the Seljuks, the Byzantines, the Latins, or the Crusaders. And now the Crusaders, they conquered Antioch and then Jerusalem. And them conquering Jerusalem, as you can see today, it was like, if the Seljuks or even the Ottomans had gotten Jerusalem back, things would be much different today. And now the Fourth Empire was the worst of them, the Mongols. You see, the Mongols, they were like a plague. They spread from the Khanazavid Empire all the way to the Seljuks. And this is a plague that hurts. They conquered the entire empire. The entire empire was gone. Except one place remained. Anatolia. So this is chapter 2 of the Seljuks, the Sultanate of Rum. So the Sultanate of Rum is basically Anatolia. So this is what's happening right now. The Mongols have surrounded all of Anatolia. They've taken down the Khanazavid Empire. And now it's just Anatolia's left, right? So, as I said, Anatolia is where the 24 known Oghuz tribes were. Because remember, this is, we know from just like looking around at the area, or like just, yeah, like we know there are 24 Oogish tribes, but there was probably more. So the most important of the entire, of all 24 Oogish tribes was Anatol. It was the Kei tribe. Now, the Kei tribe, well, they are the beginning of the greatest, or one of the greatest empires to ever exist. So, this is how it happened. So now, the Seljuk Empire, it's collapsed, right? And now it's there in tiny principalities. And the smallest of them all, and the most important one, was Sokut. And Sokut was really where the Ottomans started. Now, because the Seljuks have collapsed, there is no one to lead the people. And that's when the Sultanate of Rum comes in. Now, the Sultanate is a miniature Seljuk empire, which has only Anatolia in its grasp. And now all the principalities had all these Anatolian beyliks there too. Like Sokut had the Kei tribe. So they're saying all these principalities, now they have a tribe that basically rules over them. So the Kei tribe ruled over Sokut. So now when the Seljuk state collapsed, and this is the Seljuk state, and the Seljuk state is the Sultan of Rum. So when the Sultan of Rum collapsed, then only the principalities were left. And now, just think of this. This empire started out strong, right? And then the Crusaders won the Battle of Dorheim, and they conquered Antioch. And then the Crusaders get Jerusalem right when the Seljuks are in a civil war. Now, if anything could get any worse, the Mongols conquer the rest of the empire. And the empire actually falls, and then the state that tries to save the empire collapses. So that's when the Ottoman Empire starts. It was all because of one man, the most important man in the Ottoman Empire, Osman. Now, chapter 3. The beginning of the Byzantines. So we're just gonna go a little deep into the Byzantines just because they're playing such a big role in we've already talked about the Byzantines so much. So it's just like we'll do a little bit about them, but of course we aren't in the Byzantine Empire yet. So the Byzantines were a group of people who lived in the eastern part of the Roman Empire. And that's when the Byzantine Empire started. Now, I'm not going to go that deep into how the Byzantine Empire started, like why they're in the eastern part of the Roman Empire, like all that stuff. But the Byzantines were all, like, this is after the Battle of Manzikert. Now, the Byzantines are weak. They've lost important territory because of that ding-dong Romanos. And now, the Ottoman Empire, and yes, this is the Ottoman Empire, or unless it's just the Seljuk Empire, and in my notes I wrote something wrong because these notes were made in March, and I just never carried them out. Yeah, these notes were made in March. So I had everything I needed to do, and it was ready in March, but then I just, like, forgot. It's very unfortunate. So now I don't know what I was thinking at the time, because I'm not sure if it's saying the Ottoman Empire, the Seljuk Empire. Actually, this is the Ottoman Empire. So Osman, he's now the Ottoman Empire. And I don't think there was a civil war, because civil war, at that point, I don't think I realized what a civil war was, which is very very odd. I don't know, something happened. But the Ottoman Empire, they've come to the Byzantines because they want to conquer the entire Byzantine. So that doesn't happen till like 300 years later. Like, wow. So now we're in the Byzantines. Now there's two people that are in a war. Andronicus II Pelagos and his grandson Andronicus III Pelagos. And you see, those two are fighting for leadership. Now, Andronicus III is the grandson of Andronicus II. And so, like, a grandson fighting his grandfather so he can rule over an entire empire that's getting conquered at the exact moment. Because Osman was using this as an advantage, and he tried to conquer Bursa. But he died. Poor Osman, like, it wasn't even like he died in battle, because that would be like, so heroic, he was in the war, and he died in battle. No, instead he just died of natural causes. Like, that's just sad. It's like, oh. And then, so, but in the end, his son Orhan conquered Bursa, and today Osman is buried there. And then Andronicus III won the war in the end, which I guess doesn't really matter at this point because you've literally just lost, like, Bursa. But, so, the Seljuks, they're a strong force, but in the end, like every empire, the Ottomans, the Mongols, the Byzantines, the Egyptians, the Romans, and the British, the French, they were destroyed. Well, that is it for our first Empire episode. Next time, let's not try to make it 20 minutes long. Wow, okay, I must say, usually when I'm recording an episode, I get, like, it takes me 5 tries. Except this is my second try trying to, like, record this episode. So, I mean, I'm pretty happy. Though, I said, like, I messed up at a few points. At a few, yeah, and, like, some, these notes are just, I'm not sure, like, what I was thinking at that point, like, when I made them in March. But, you know what? That's the first episode of the Ottoman Empire. And I'll see you tomorrow. Probably. Hopefully. We're probably doing, like, episode daily now for, like, the next few months just because I missed so many episodes. Well, that is it.